Praise the Lord, everybody. God will use anybody that's available. Such is the kingdom of heaven, he said. You got to have that childlike faith. But more so, a childlike spirit, a humble spirit. Amen. You can have all the faith you want, but you got to be humble. And these children, those babies are humble. And they're going to do what God put on their hearts. And that's beautiful. Amen. I say, well, Lord, these young babies, young people going to take over. Amen. They're going to take over because we still sitting. They're ready to do something. Amen. God going to move with them. He's good, ain't he? But God going to move for you too because he loves you. He loves you unconditionally. You know, even if you don't move, I believe God will set a fire up under you, a fiery trial, you know, to get you to move where you need to go. Amen. What you need to be doing. Amen. That's how good he is, ain't he? Yeah, I don't think it's strange for the fiery trials to come upon you as though some strange thing has happened unto you. God trying to get it. He trying to tell us something. Amen. We're going to be in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 20. I'm going to read a few verses out of there. And I'm going to read Proverbs 4, 12, Psalms 37. Try to keep us encouraged, not with my words, but with his words. Amen. These are his words that I'm reading. And these are the words that are his word that are coming out of my mouth, they say. Amen. So again, I want to thank the Lord for being here this morning. Thank God for Pastor and all the saints to come out. I just want to thank God this morning for health and strength. Thank him for a right mind, always giving me a, you know, wake me up with a right mind. You know, Pastor, you are a blessing to many, you know, but you know, God is no respecter person. Amen. He's no respecter person. I say, Lord, do it for me. You know, when I turn 80 something, I'm going to put your age out. 80 something. Pass you something else. 80 something. Lord, I want to be in my right mind, my health and strength. I want to be able to do a dance like you. And I believe I'm going to do it. Amen. I believe I'm going to do it. But I just thank God for just being so good to us. God is so good in his mercy and do it forever. Amen. And it endures upon all his creation. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to thank you for watching over us, Lord God. Word, God. Lord, I thank you for watching over your word, God. You said you hasten to perform your word, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for doing it, Lord God. We thank and praise you, Father God, that you are our anchor, Lord God. We're anchored in you, Jesus. Our hope is in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for those that are here today, God. I thank you for those, Father God, that are listening today, Lord. Lord, I pray for those that are listening that are in need, Lord God. Those that are going through in their body, Lord God, that are going through in the relationships, Lord God, on the jobs, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for them, Lord God, because God, I believe, Father God, that you came to set the captive free. Yes, you did, Lord. That's what you said. You came to set every captivity, God, into captivity. Yes, you did, God. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for being able, God, to do it, Lord. I thank you for your power, your might, Lord. And God, I ask that you would use me for the moment that you've given me, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about David again. Well, a little bit about David, but when we talk about David, we're talking about ourselves. You know, we talk about these people, they ain't characters. These people in the Bible, you know, we're really touching on some things that are in our lives. Is that all right? You know, because what they went through, some of us are going through, and if we ain't going through it, we're going to go through it. Amen? So all this is written for our example, so we can learn. Here it is, David is running for his life again. He's still on the run from from Saul that wants to kill him. We know it's the devil that's after us. Amen. We know that the devil don't want to see us prosper. He don't want to see us go on. He don't want to see us doing anything. Amen. The devil trying to stop you in any fashion, form, any way that he can. If he can't get to you, he going to use somebody that's close to you. Amen. Somebody that's dear to you to get you all upset, all worrying, and, you know, and overly concerned. Amen. We don't worry about anything. We pray about everything. Amen. Don't worry about nothing, y'all, but pray about everything. David's fleeing for his life, and he says, I'm in 1 Samuel 20. We're going to start there first. I'm going to read three verses. And David fled from Naoth and Ramah and came and said, behold, before Jonathan, what have I done? What is my iniquity? And what is my sin before thy father that he seeketh my life? Have you ever asked the Lord that when you got a hot trial, something you've been going through for so long, Lord, what did I do? You begin to search yourself, you know, ask God, Lord, what happened? What caused this? Why is this happening? Why is this coming up on me? I hear some people saying, so don't be asking God, why me? Amen. But I ask him sometimes, Lord, did I do anything? I don't want to offend the Lord. Amen. I want God to search my heart. You know, why is this coming up on me all of a sudden? And he said unto him, God forbid, thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing, either great or small, before he will show it me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so. It is Jonathan just can't believe that his father is after David, who he loved, thought he loved, said he loved, you know. He said, my father wouldn't do that. If my father was going to do something like that, David, me and my father got this relationship, he would let me know what he's going to do. Amen. But his father wasn't like our father. His father wasn't like God. You know, the Bible said that he's going to, whatever, before he do anything, he's going to show his prophets first. Amen. But Saul had a whole different agenda. Amen. And David swore moreover and said, thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he said, let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth and thy soul liveth, David said, there is but a step between me and death. Just one step between him and his fate. Come with me to the Proverb, Psalms 37. Read one verse out of there. I'm going to read verse 22 and 23. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they shall be cursed of him shall, and they that be cursed him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Proverbs 4 and 12. Say, why? When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. It is David is saying that Saul is after him, you know, to kill him. He's wanting to destroy David. Saul is jealous because David and his son Jonathan has a great relationship. Amen. And he says, but there is but one step between me and death. I mean, I feel like sometimes you just one step away from something. You know, because you ever felt like that something that you're reaching for is just, you're just that close to it. But he was saying that he was one step away from him dying. Amen. And Proverbs 4:12 said, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straightened. And when thou runnest, thou shall not stumble. He said this, his steps won't be straightened. This straightened is not the same as the same. That other word, straight. Amen. I thought that maybe that this straight was spelt different because it was in the Bible. But this straight that he's talking about is in Proverbs is not like the word S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T. You know, that straight means that you're going straight in one direction. Amen. It means that you're going straight without any bends or curves or turns. Amen. In your life. We can say that in your life. But this straighten that the Proverbs is talking about, it means a narrow, tight, restricted place or hemmed up, you know, tight, confined space. What the writer is letting us know is that when you are in a tight spot, amen, when you hemmed up, amen, when you're in a narrow place, amen, when things don't look good, you're so confined with this test or this trial or whatever that you're going through. He said, your feet, your steps won't stumble. Amen. When you run, you won't stumble and fall. Amen. So no matter how tight the situation, Proverbs is letting us know how hemmed up you may be or you may get. Amen. You may not be hemmed up right now, but you may get hemmed up later on in your life on something. Amen. But it don't matter how you get hemmed up or how tight the situation is. He said your steps won't be hindered. Amen. They won't cause you to stumble and fall. Why? Because God has ordered your steps. Amen. How many believe that when you're going through some things in your life and feel like that you ain't stepping the right way, you don't seem like you're going in the right direction, but God knows where you're going. Amen. God knows exactly where you are headed. You know, David couldn't see his way out of this at all. All David saw was, you know, he saw a death sentence. You know, here this man is after me. One day this man going to kill me because he just won't get up. He won't let up. And that's just like the devil, ain't it? He think he going to kill you because he just don't let up. You think that you got a relief? Here he come again around the corner. He coming on the left side, coming on the right side. The devil ain't going to give up. But God is with you. Amen. Because he has ordered your steps. Tell somebody that God has ordered my steps. Amen. David couldn't see nothing but a death sentence. He said in 1 Samuel 27:1, he said, now I shall perish one day by the hand of Saul. He just felt it. You know, that's why he said, I'm just one step away. One mistake, one false move. Amen. How many made false moves and one mistake? And you know that you're still standing. You know, I made many mistakes. I made a whole lot of false moves that I shouldn't have made. Amen. But God has still ordered your steps. Amen. And he said, all David saw was his troubles and his hardships. And when you in dire straits, you get so desperate, all you can see is what's before you is your troubles and your hardships, your headaches. That's all that you can see. That's all David saw. He didn't see himself coming out. You know, you got to, even if you don't see yourself coming out, you got to tell yourself, I'm coming out of this. I think a lot of people just going through, but they're not telling themselves. Even though you don't see it, amen, but God sees where you're coming out of. Amen. He knows he's going to bring you out. But when you are going through, you just got to tell yourself, I'm coming out of this. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I'm coming out of this. Amen. David didn't know he was coming out of that. He should have known. Amen. Why? Because God anointed him to be king. Right? If God anointed you, called you to do something, you know, how you going to do it dead? You know, that's why he found it out. He said, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of God. And he's declaring the works of God right now. We're reading his words right now. Amen. He didn't die. Saul didn't kill him. The devil ain't going to kill you. Amen. He wants you to kill yourself. He can deceive you. He can have you try to off yourself. Amen. Feel like you unworthy. You ain't worth nothing. Don't nobody want to be around you. Don't nobody want to say nothing to you. He be lying to you. He tell you all kind of things. But David, all he saw was death, and all we can see sometimes when we in dire straits is nothing but our troubles and our hardships. And then that's when we get into a place to where we just start feeling sorry for ourselves. Amen. But this ain't no time to feel sorry for ourselves. And God called David, he anointed him to be king. And if God said he was going to be king, no matter what happened in David's life, he was going to be king. Amen. Can't nobody stop God's plan. Can't nobody stop God's plan in your life. Amen. If God called you to be something, called your child to be something, that's just what he's going to be. Amen. That's what he told him. Say, look, that's what the prophet said. I can't curse him. I can't curse God, people, because they already blessed. If God bless them, they blessed. And that's just what they are. Amen. How many know that you are blessed? Amen. And not cursed. How many know that you belong to God? Amen. And you're going to be what God has called you to be. Amen. So David was going to be king no matter what, because God had anointed him to be king. You know, he had to rule over Israel. Amen. He had to be called, amen, Jesus had to be called the son of David. David can't be, come on now. David had to get to that place. Man, how many know that you got to get to where you're going? I mean, I got to get to work in the morning. And I get there, God allowed me. But I got to get to where God wants me to be, amen. He's got a destiny for me also, all right. God's got a purpose and a plan in your life. And you're going to get there. Don't let the devil tell you ain't going to get there. You're making it there. Because God said it, amen. God said it. He said you're going to be leader of your job. That's what you're going to be. He said that you're going to be this. That's what you're going to be. You're going to be that. Amen. So on David's way to the throne, David experienced a lot of things. You know, he experienced, you know, the people that when they came and took everything, their wives, their possessions, took it to Ziklag. Everybody in the camp wanted to kill him. They wanted to stone him. When he sinned against Bathsheba, he went through something. Amen. So David, on his way to his destiny, he was experiencing hardships. You know, on your way, on your journey, on the way to your destiny, you're going to experience some things. Amen. You're going to have some letdowns. You can have some people that you feel like they just don't understand where I'm coming from, Brother Al. Amen. They don't hear what I'm saying. You know, they hear what you're saying, but they just can't help you at the moment. You know, you just got to go through what you got to go through. Amen. Because God is going to see to you making it to the end. Amen. He's going to see to you getting to where you got to go. But David went through some tough times. He went through some rough times. Amen. But David knew how to confess. He knew how to confess when he sinned. And so many people nowadays, they don't feel like they need any confession. I ain't done nothing. You know, you better check yourself right there, right there. You done something right there. You just lied right there. You know, because we all have sinned, amen, and we come short of the glory of God. There is not a just man up on earth that doeth good and sinneth not. So if you saying you ain't done nothing, you know, you done something right there. Start repenting right there. Amen. When guys, we get to talking at work, and some of my Christian brothers, and we mess around with each other, and somebody might say something and say, man, I ain't never done, you ain't never lied, you ain't never stole, all right, but I ain't done nothing. I said, you need to repent right there. They said, you need to repent right there, bro, Al, because you done something right there. You know, we done something that we ain't supposed to do. We done thought something, said something, amen. You done something, and you ain't perfect now. There is not a just man up on this earth that doeth good and sin not. We all have come short of the glory of God. Amen. We have all fallen short. But David, he knew how to repent. Amen. He knew how to get back with God. Amen. And now he's running for his life, and Saul is after to kill him. And 1 Samuel 20:31. It reads, this is what King Saul was telling his son. He said, as for as long as the son of Jesse liveth upon the ground, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore now send and fetch him to me, for he shall surely die. And he's telling his son that because David alive, as long as he stay alive, man, you can't be king. You can't get no throne. You can't be heir to this throne, which is true. That was true. The son was supposed to be heir, right? Amen. But God had a whole different plan. He had a whole different plan about that. But the other thing is, I believe that Saul was jealous. I think he had a jealous heart. He was jealous against David. He was jealous because his son loved him. He was jealous because the people loved him. You know, Saul, his 1,000, David, his 10,000. He didn't like David. He wanted all the glory. Amen. And David wasn't getting no glory. Amen. David was giving glory to God. He wanted people to praise and worship him. Amen. You know, don't be one of those people that you always got to have somebody pat you on your back. You always got to have somebody say, you did a good job. You know, tell somebody sometimes, don't say nothing about this. Amen. Humble yourself. Amen. You give all the glory to God. You lift him up. No flesh, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl is going to get the glory. Amen. God said, I don't share my glory with nobody. Amen. He was jealous of David because the favor of God was up on David's life. The devil don't like you because the favor of God is up on your life. Amen. He hates you. He hates the ground that you walk on. He don't even like the air that you breathe. Amen. He want to get rid of you. You know, he was jealous of David because David was handpicked. You know, God chose him himself. Amen. God chose David because he was a man after his own heart. Saul knew that he had to know that Samuel went to Jesse's house and he bypassed all of his sons and he got to David and chose David. Amen. Why did God choose David? Because he had a heart after him. Amen. You are handpicked just like David is handpicked. God chose you before the foundation of the world. Amen. God knew you before the foundations of the world. He knew you before you was in your mother's belly. And so the devil, he don't like you. He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy you. He's trying to get rid of everything that God has prepared you for. Amen. He's trying to get rid of you because God is preparing you for something. Amen. He's got a place. He's got a purpose and a plan for your life. I know you hear that often, but you got to believe that God, this is not it. I tell the Lord, this just ain't it. It's better than this. It's got to be something much better than this. Amen. I think God got things for his people, but we just haven't tapped into them yet, Pastor. We got people that's sitting. And like I said earlier, and I believe God wants you to go after what you want. Amen. That's what faith is. Amen. Faith without works is dead. Amen. And I believe God, people got the faith, but they don't have the strength. Something that they're missing to keep them from going after what they're supposed to have. Amen. Don't be satisfied with what you got. Be content. You know, but God's got a plan for your life. Now, you ain't always got to be where you are right now. And if you feel like you there, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy right where you are. Because I believe it's greater things in God. I believe God wants to move us up higher. Amen. I think he want to move us on forward. And so the devil was trying to steal, kill, and destroy your peace, your joy. He's trying to get rid of you because he knows that God's got a plan for your life. He's got people messed up in the mind. You know, he's got them messed up because God said he has ordered our steps. David's found out that the steps of a good man is ordered only by the Lord. Amen. And he said he delight in those ways. Here David is fighting and running for his life. You know, Saul may not be after you, but you are fighting and you're running for your life too. You're going through some stuff right now, you know, but God had a plan for him. God got a plan for you. Even though David's steps was ordered, he was in the valley of the shadow of death, but he came out. Amen. He stepped out of the valley of the shadow of death. Amen. The children of Israel, they was in the wilderness going through. Amen. 40 years. Amen. But one day they stepped out of the wilderness and stepped into the land of Canaan. Amen. What I'm trying to tell you that whatever that you're going through right now, you're going to step out of it one day. Amen. You stepping out of Joseph went through. He was jailed, prison. Amen. But one day he stepped out. He was just a one step from being where he's supposed to be. Amen. You are one step to being where I believe God wants you to be. But you got to know that your steps are ordered of God. You got to step on out. Amen. You got to step. I mean, you know, they got to move. You know? I mean, no, you got to move when God say move. You got to step and know that you ain't stepping in no mess. You stepping out of a mess. God is bringing you out of a mess. Amen. You know, one day you're going to step out of your sickness. One day you're going to step out of depression. You're going to step out of doubt. So many of us need to step out of that doubt. Amen. One day you're going to step out of that situation. Some people are in a bad situation. They feel like they can't get out of it. But one day God is going to call you to step out because your steps are ordered. No matter what you're going through, you know, I don't care how bad the situation is, you're going to keep on stepping until one day you're going to find yourself out of that situation. You're going to wonder, when did I get out of it? How did I get out of it? Amen. You got to step, one step, he said. But there's just one step between me and death. Many people today, if they be honest, they can testify not one step between death, them and death. But a lot of folk are one step between losing their house. A lot of folk are one step from losing their car. A lot of folk are one step from losing their mind. Amen. A lot of folk are just one step for being in a mess. You know, but just like you one step being in it, you be one step getting out of it, too, because God is stepping before you. Amen. You know, just like you stepping right now, God has already gone, already made a way for you already. He has stepped out in front of you. He's leading and guiding you so you can step on out of that situation that you in, so you can step out of your sickness. So many people just sick today. Amen. Step out of you losing a job. If you lose your job, God going to step you to another job. He going to bring you to another job. He's going to open up a door for you. Amen. How many believe God will open up a door? And when God opened up the door, you can't nobody close it. But God sees how many times he quietly kept you. You know, we don't think about the times that God kept us when we were stepping around in our situation, when we stepped around in our circumstances. Think about when God brought you out of one of those circumstances. Think about when God brought you out of one of those situations. Amen. Think about how God brought you out of the hospital. Amen. Think about that. At the same time, it's important to remember that God don't always prevent circumstances. He don't always prevent situations. Amen. You know, there's some faithful people that are going through. You know, I feel like I'm faithful. You feel like you're faithful. You're going through today. You're going through something. You may not be going through what David going through. Well, you're going through what David going through because the devil is after your life. He want to kill you. Amen. But it may not be a person. At least David can see who after him. We can't see the devil, but we know he's after us. We know he's trying to kill us. We know he's trying to get rid of us. Amen. We can't see him, but God sees him. So there's a lot of faithful people that lose their jobs. A lot of faithful people that lose their homes. You know, a lot of faithful people. Even David eventually fled into the wilderness. And one day David stepped out. God has a purpose. He's got a plan for your life. And God is trying to bring you to a place in your life to where he can use you. Not just step you into prosperity. Not just to step you into riches and fame. God wants to step you into some of his goodness and some of his character. Some of his fruit. Amen. He wants to step you into some more love. God trying to step people into some more peace. Amen. A lot of us need to be stepped on into a lot of patience. We need to be grateful unto God because God has a call on your life. God has a purpose for you. Amen. The things that we go through, every test and every trial that I believe that we go through, I believe that they're just stepping stones. I believe that every time that we go through a test, it's a stone that we're stepping on. And God has been, especially if you have not, you're still here today. If you're still here today, you need to give God some praise, because God is bringing you out with every test, with every trial. You know, every time you step, you're stepping just that closer to your call. You're stepping closer to your breakthrough. How many know that when you're going through these tests and trials, God is stepping you right to your breakthrough, your healing, your victory? Amen. You're stepping out. Just like you step out of something, God is going to cause you to step into something. Amen. You got to have something to step into if you're stepping out of something. You know, and God knows what we need. We need to step into some joy. We need to step into some peace. We need to step into a better job. We need to step into a better relationship. God is trying to step some folk, move them out of those relationships. But they just want to stay in bad relationship. But God is trying to move you forward. He's trying to bring you out. Amen. Don't just stay there. Let God step you out of there. Let him order your steps. Your steps, a good man's steps are ordered by God. And so God is stepping you into your victory. Amen. How many believe God is leading, guide you to your path of victory? Amen. I believe God is leading us and guiding us to our path of victory. I believe that whatever we go through, every time we go through something, is just a stepping stone. Amen. That's why David could say, he brought me out of the miry clay. And he placed my feet on a rock. Amen. When you place your feet on a rock, on that rock, on his word, every time the Lord lay down a word for you, step on it. And you ain't going to sink. He said he brought me out of the miry clay. And he placed my feet on a solid rock. Amen. And he established my goings. You know, God established your way. That's why he said a good man's steps are ordered. That's why he said a good man's steps are ordered of the Lord. And he said also, he said, thou hast enlarged my steps. You know, God ain't saying he give you big feet. He said he enlarged your steps. That means he made the place where you're going to be stepping, he made it so big to where you can't miss it. And you ain't going to be able to miss that step. You know, he enlarged the steps so you won't be able to slip, so you won't be able to fall. Amen. So you won't be able to fall or fail in what you're trying to do for God. That's why he said he made it so wide to where when you step on it, you're going to stand. Amen. He made it so big, so clear to you that he's going to keep you. Amen. Thou hast enlarged my steps, he said, under me, that my feet did not slip. How many know that you didn't fall? You might have slipped, but you didn't utterly fall. Amen. You might have failed, but God got you back up. Amen. But God said he's going to make it so clear to you to where when you start stepping out there today, you're going to realize that you're stepping on his word. That's why when Peter saw Jesus, he stepped out on the word. It's the word that we got to step out on. Amen. He said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come. And so Jesus said, come on, Peter. So Peter had to step out the boat and go on come. What is God telling you today? Is he telling you to go? Is he telling you to come? If he's telling you to do this, he's telling you to do, are you doing it? Are we believing what God is saying? Amen. We got to believe what God is telling us. Amen. So he has ordered your steps. Amen. You're just one step away from your victory. You're one step away from your breakthrough. You're one step away from your healing. Just one step, not from death. You're one step away from life and life eternal. Amen. Just one step. That's all they got to do is take that one step. Take one step to Jesus. There's one person between us and God. And that's the Lord. He is our advocate. Amen. He's our advocator. He's speaking for us, and we're just that close. You know, even though, just think about when you're out there in the world, you weren't saved. God was still keeping you. While you were a sinner, His mercy was still up on you. While you was in the club, you were one step from getting shot. You were one step from getting stabbed. You were one step from being mistaken for somebody else. I mean, they had people walk up to you and say, "Aren't you so-and-so, so-and-so?" I used to get that a lot. I said, "No, but I hope he's living right, because I don't know what you're here to do to him." No, I ain't none of him. But, you know, we're just that close to getting out of here, but we're just that close also for meeting God's purpose, plan in our life. God has ordered the steps of a good man. Amen. He ordered your step. Amen. And David had to get to where he needed to go. And David was going to get to where he was supposed to go. How many know that your kids, heard what my wife said today. How many know that your kids, your children, you may not see it, but I believe I'm going to see mine so I can say, how does it feel? How does it feel? They one step from being saved. It was funny that you said that this morning, Tawana. I had a dream last night, and I woke up with it just as vivid. They were saying that, but they all got pitiful and started going to church. And I thought, Lord, should I turn them over to Satan? Should I stop praying for them, Lord? That's what Paul said. You got to turn, sometimes you got to let him go. Amen. Paul said he turned them over to Satan that they soul. Their soul could be saved. Amen. I remember somebody saying, y'all want me to stop praying for you? Yeah. Yeah.
She said, I'm going to stop
praying. And that's when you let the world have its way with them. Amen. And then that's when they get back right. They get their mind right. They come running and crying to the altar. Amen. Sometimes you just got to let go. Lord, let go and let God. Just as well as your steps is ordered, your children's steps are ordered too. Amen. They're going to follow suit. That's why they're talking about you. You know, that's why they're making fun at you. Because they're going to follow suit. Let them keep on making fun. Let them keep on talking. Amen. But one day their speech is going to betray them. One day they're going to be speaking the same thing that you speak. Amen. I know this because when I was raising them, I would tell them certain things. They just wasn't getting it at the time. But now when I listen to them raise their children, and I just look over at them, I say, boy, you sound like somebody I know. You sound just like this dude I know, man. Where you get that information from? Oh, Dad, gone. You know, it's going to be the same way, Tawana. They're going to be asking people, look, you want me to pray for you? They're going to be talking to people, witnessing people. They're going to be doing it. Amen. Your steps are ordered of God. Amen. The good steps of a man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. Your children going to be all right. They're going to step out of that stuff that they're in. Yes, they are. Your husbands, the wives, the grandmothers, the grandfathers, God ordered their steps. God got a purpose for them. Amen. He's got a plan for them. And they're going to get to where they got to go because God ordered their steps. Can't nobody cut their steps off. You probably get off and walk the different direction. Amen. We know that the Bible tells us that a man devises his own way. You know, I'm going my own route, you know. I'm not going to church. I'm not going to your church. I'm not going to that church. I'm going to do my own thing. You know, that's their plan. Amen. But God, the Bible says he still orders their step. Amen. One day they're going to find themselves stepping right on into Revival Center. Amen. One day they're going to find themselves wearing one of them logo shirts, one of them hats. Amen. One of these days, one day, David said, one day, and I'm going to die at Saul's hand. But one day, they're going to die to this world. Amen. One day, they're going to give it all up for this man named Jesus. Amen. who they should have been giving it up a long time ago. But God, in his grace, full of mercy, full of grace. He's just full of everything, ain't he? God is just full of love. He's just full. And don't get mad at him because he don't treat people like we would treat. If it was me, if I was God, see, I would do this and I would do that. I'm glad you ain't God, because I would have been done in a long time ago. You would have been done in a long time ago if somebody else was God. But ain't you glad God is God? Ain't you glad you serve him because of who he is? Amen. Amen. He is a good God. If God's so good and he's so good to you, he's going to be good to them. He's going to be good to that neighbor. God is all of their steps too. You know, the good man, I mean, just to sum this on up. He's just making us, David's just encouraging us. A good man steps, ordered of the Lord. Ain't none of us good. That's what Jesus said. Ain't nobody good. David talking about Jesus. And Jesus' steps were ordered too. He had orders. His steps was to order and go straight to the cross for you and for me. He was a good man. Knew no sin. Amen. How can we call ourselves good? But David just making us feel good. We encouraging one another. You know, God has ordered your step. Amen. Before the foundations of the world. God has a purpose for you. A plan that we got to get. We got to be part of the plan. You know, not outside the plan. We got to get in the plan. We really got to be part of, got to know your part. And it's time for us to find out what our part is. Amen. What part do you play? Amen. You got a part to play. You know, they give scripts out there. God gave us scripts, didn't he? He called some teachers, some preachers, some prophets, you know, some helps. That's a script, you know, and some people can play them scripts really well. You know, the world got scripts too, and they play them really well. Amen. So get your part and play it well. Whatever we do, let us do as unto the Lord. Whatever we do in word or in deed, do as unto the Lord. Know that your steps are ordered by God. And whatever God has for you, as the song said, whatever God's got a plan for you, you're going to get to your destination. I know the devil is working on our children. He's working on us. He's lying to the children. I mean, it's just sad how things are going out there. But I'm going to say this. You know, your steps out there, it's ordered by God, and you're not taking those steps. You that's going through whatever situation that you're going through, the problem that you're in, get somewhere and sit under the word of God. Get somewhere where you can be encouraged. Amen. Because if you don't, you're going to continue to go through those things. God is trying to lead you and guide you into a place where you can sit and learn something. You don't think that you can teach yourself. We teach each other. We learn from one another. Amen. You know, because the preacher get up here preaching, he don't know it all. No, this one don't. This preacher learned stuff in Sunday school. This preacher learned stuff on YouTube sometimes. I don't watch much of it because there's too much on there. This preacher learns from other preachers when I go and listen to them. Amen. When I listen to them on the radio. We don't know it all. We don't know it all. But God is trying to tell you that he loves you and he wants to see you sitting amongst his people. Not out there in the world. You know, world can't do you no good. It's got you in a place where you are now. I don't know who I'm talking to out there. But God has ordered your steps. Find yourself stepping in the direction God wants you to go. And that's to the kingdom. Step your way right on up to the altar and ask God to save your soul. Repent. Get baptized. for the remission of your sins. And the Bible says you shall be saved. Amen. Your steps have been ordered. They've already been written down. Which direction you ought to go. Which direction you going to go. Amen. So don't take on your own life. Give it to Jesus. God bless you this morning. That's all I have for you this morning. God has ordered your steps. And know that every test, every trial that you go through, amen, it's a stepping stone. You know, and we should know that by now. Because God has proven himself over and over and over. How he's brought us out. How he's given us testimony after testimony. You know, so from this day forth, we should be rejoicing, glad, when we find out we're in the trial. Because it's leading us where? To where he want me to go. I'm going to bless him at all times, like David said, and his praises will continually be in my mouth. Even when I'm going through, I'm going to learn to bless his name. I'm going to learn to praise him. I'm going to learn to worship God. Because I know God has got my back. I know God got your back. You just can't give up. You can't give in. Amen? We got to trust God. You know, trusting God is really trusting him. When you don't see no way out, when you think you're just one step away from getting offed, you know, the devil want to lie to you. He wants you to off yourself. You know, he wants you to end it all. Amen. Because he know God got use for you, a plan for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody need prayer? Anybody want to stand in proxy for somebody else? Not. Give me that look. Let us stand and dismiss. I thank the Lord that he has ordered our steps. I thank God for laying down every stepping stone for us. Amen. His word is a stepping stone. His word is the way to go. Hallelujah. Father, we want to thank you, Lord God, for your word. Father, I pray, Father God, that you, God, would just help us, Lord God, to follow you, God. Lord God, be it in the valley, Father God. Lord, on the mountaintop, God, wherever it may be, Father God. Lord, wherever you lead us, God, let us be found following you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, that you continue, God, oh God, to help us, God, to see, God, what you want us to do, God. Oh God, because, God, we thank you. We praise your name, God, for just laying down every word for us, Father. We know that you're going to hasten to your word. Now, God, help us, Father God, to follow you, Lord. Help us, God, to take up our cross, God, and bear it, Lord God. We ask it in Jesus' name, Father. We just pray, Father God, you watch over us, God, as we leave this place, but never from your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.